Housing First is a model that creates permanent supportive housing for the homeless. Last fall, a Juneau nonprofit built a 32-unit Housing First apartment complex to serve the community's most vulnerable residents. As KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports, Juneau's elected officials are being asked for a multi-million dollar commitment to more than double the facility's capacity.
Mark Mergenthal was discharged from the Army in 2010. After that, the 37-year-old self-described homeless alcoholic said he was constantly on edge.
Living out on the streets of Juneau was just like being back in Afghanistan or Iraq, other than the fact that I didn't have my rifle.
Court records show at least 30 arrests in Juneau since 2011. Most of them were for public drinking, littering, illegal camping, and other petty offenses. Then he moved into Housing First.
It's very nice to be able to, you know, when I'm hungry, get up and cook something.
Court records show his last arrest was in October, the month before he moved in. Researchers at University of Alaska Southeast have been tracking residents like Mergenthal. Over 6 months, the residents' contacts with police dropped by more than 70%. Ambulance trips to the ER also fell considerably.
You can support Housing First because you realize that it makes economic sense, or you can support it because you think it's the right thing to do.
Bruce Denton is on Juneau's Housing First board of directors. He's also a downtown merchant who's been on the front lines of the debate over what to do about homeless alcoholics, panhandling, and camping out.
And you got the folks on one side that say, by gosh, we should take care of all these people. It doesn't matter what it costs. It's our moral obligation. You got the folks clear over on the other side of the spectrum that say, why the hell should I, you know, enable a drunk? And as you begin to share the commonality, you get to the point where those two circles of population come together, and that's where Housing First is.
Residents pay a third of their income toward rent. That includes any wages, public assistance benefits, and permanent fund dividend checks. Any shareholder dividends from native corporations also help. Housing First isn't a halfway house. There are no mandatory rehab programs or curfews, but there is an on-site medical clinic and counseling services available.
When everyone moved in the beginning, there were definitely challenges in regards to helping tenants adjust to a new way of life.
Dasha Davis has been the on-site manager since it opened last September.
But things have really settled down. People are in a routine. People feel comfortable. They've built relationships with staff and now are going out more on their own in the community.
Nine of the residents are women. Among the first wave was 48-year-old Mary Bailey. She's also a self-described alcoholic, but said much of her drinking was to cope with the misery of being homeless.
I was sober for a couple of weeks. I drank a couple of days ago, and it was just a few drinks that night, and I sobered up the next day. If I were out on the street, I would have woke up that next day. Someone would have came over and was like, hey, what are you doing, Mary? You know, then it's right there in your face. You know, here you could lock the door.
There are at least 94 people on the waiting list to get a place at Housing First. Now the nonprofit board wants to whittle it down by building 45 new single apartments. There is state and federal funding available, but the city is being asked for a $4.2 million commitment. There's a hard deadline in early October to take advantage of funding from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and others.
It would be critical for Juneau to secure those funds.
Maria Lovishuk is one of Housing First's top administrators. She'll be making a pitch to the Juneau Assembly. After Juneau taps into grant funding, she said the city's actual cost would be around $1.5 million. She said it's something she wants people to start talking about.
But October 5th is coming, and it's really urgent. And if we don't come up with anything, we will not be able to build phase two.
The city already contributed more than $2 million towards the first phase. It'll be up to the assembly whether the city should double down on its investment in the Housing First model to help tackle Juneau's homeless problem. Those discussions are expected to begin in August. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.